I mean, I remember when I first started learning English in grade 3, we always had, what is it, sharing sessions on the carpet, like in the homeroom. And I just found it interesting because that was when I couldn't really contribute much to the whole conversation, more like discussion, but I just had to like watch and listen to other people talking, and I think I just learned a lot of gestures and picked up different, what do you call it, phrasings in English in that way. Found it fun.
And then kind of moving through your history as a primary and secondary school student, you started, actually maybe you could tell me a little bit about your history of learning.
Oh, of education. Okay, so I'm born in Korea, so my mother tongue is Korean. My parents don't speak English at all. So when we first moved to Beijing and started my international education, I remember starting off with knowing 5 alphabets. I didn't even know that there were the whole full alphabets. And I was in international schools until now, actually, and that's one of the reasons why I came to Hong Kong. But when I first started learning English, I kind of had more like a survival instinct because I had to speak English to make friends, to survive in classes. So I think that's one of the big motivations that made me, that pushed me to learn English, yeah.
How is the English-speaking environment in the different places you've been? Because like Korea, mainland China, and then even Slovakia and now Hong Kong. So how do you find, is there a difference in the way people use English?
Definitely. I mean, back when I was in Beijing, local people didn't really speak English. It's really hard to find people who actually, who you could have conversations with in English. In Korea, it's more like a, how do they learn English? I think they just memorize text out of textbooks. So it's not something applicable. So yes, they are able to read, they can interpret you, but they're not gonna be engaging you in terms of conversation. And in Slovakia, similar situation to China, it's hard to find someone who speaks English on the street, yeah.
Let's talk about a memorable reading experience in English. Is there one you could share with us?
Reading. I'm not a big fan of reading. So, memorable reading experience. I'd say it's, okay, I have to blame on recency effect, but I think the most memorable ones are the business-related ones that I'm, like business-related articles that I'm reading online these days, or the cases that we're reading for classes. That's pretty much the most memorable ones.
And is there anything that might motivate you to read, you know, for pleasure, like novels?
What's the incentive behind it? I think that's one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of reading, because it just seems like more like a pastime thing, and I've got other hobbies that I'd rather do. But if there was another incentive beyond that, then I maybe start reading. And I guess that's one of the reasons why I'm starting to read for classes now, because I know that I'm able to obtain, like, pick up much more things in classes. And it's like a transfer of knowledge from text. And that's my major incentive to actually read these things these days.